All right, good day, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another Live the Fuel show. So today, slash this evening, depending on your time zone, I'm catching up with, yes, yet another new guest co-host. And we might be more businessy, but I'd like to actually go ahead and call out a lifestyle alignment. I'm mentioning this because there's going to be a key topic. I'll give you a little bit about his background here in a second, but the key words for me that really mattered to me was one, meditation. Two is a two-part, binaural beats. It goes way back for me. I'm talking like, I think at least 10 years ago. I'll have to do the math. I think it's more than that. But I have a special part of my background and what I went through years ago to make me a better professional using binaural beats and in music and everything else. But let me give you a quick background. We're going to dive in here. So this guy's got a strong desire to make a difference to people around him. He and I just geeked out for probably a good 15, 20 minutes before hitting record. So he's worn many hats, as I've always joked around. I have as well over the years. And he's got a little Cali background. I like this little shout out because I've enjoyed California over the years. I've lived in Arizona, lived in Colorado. I've traveled there. I've skied there. I've rock climbed there. I've mountain biked there. And it's fun being able to talk to a different time zone because obviously I'm on the East Coast and he's on the West Coast. So he's got a heck of a background, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about U.S. Army veteran, death row correctional officer, corporate sales trainer. That's part of my background. Author. Now also part of my background the last 2 years, might know a few things about mortgage and credit, books, etc. So let's just dive in here. Wayne Altman, sir, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Scott. It's been good to talk to you.
So I'm obviously you got a lot of stuff going on, and people say I have a lot of stuff going on. I think you have me beat. You got multiple online businesses. Okay, so I mean, if my notes are correct, is it 14 still?
14 with Melody Clouds. That makes 14.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going over 10. The average person is happy if they got one. But
my wife would be happy if I had fewer. Well, I will tell you that right now.
And we can throw that into the show. Remember, we run an open format, ladies and gentlemen. We could talk about anything on this show. But obviously, the theme of today's show is that little slip in there, Melody Clouds. And obviously, it's melodyclouds.com. And the reason why I wanted to get you on the show is because I get pitched a lot of people to come on the show. And I've been turning down a lot more in the past 6 to 12 months because if I just don't feel the alignment, I don't feel the juice. And for me, I felt my own juice on this one because of those key words of binaural beats and that obviously guided meditation. And I bring that up just from my side of things because I do go back, and actually I did some more of the math. It's probably 20 years. I decided to go back to school on nights and weekends years ago in one of my corporate gigs. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be the first guy in my family to have a college degree. Because back then I thought it was needed. And I know it's a very touchy subject for a lot of people. And for me, I said, all right, well, how am I going to do that? Because I hated school. But I was excelling in my corporate career. I wanted to iron out that resume. I put this information in my book too, that I put out a couple years ago. And I said, you know, you don't really need a college degree depending on your career path. And it is frustrating that a lot of online content drives everybody to take on school debt, which, by the way, fun honesty, my wife is an equine horse veterinary doctor and a doctor of chiropractic medicine as well for animals. That was $300,000 in school debt. And she's 5 years younger than me and she already paid it off. So I'm finishing off the last of my loans now. Actually, as we speak, in the next couple of months, they'll all be gone because I don't want anybody to have to pay for them. And actually, thanks to what I just saw online in the courts, they're not going to have to pay for them. So yay. But either way, if you sign up for a bill, pay for it. But in order for me to take on all that school debt, in order for me to dual major in marketing and psychology and do this on nights and weekends when I was working in my corporate job, I found binaural beats. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was cool. I needed a way to hack my studying. And I'm a huge health and fitness nut. I started using these. I don't even remember the name of the company. It was some kind of musical track company up in Canada, I think. And I ordered a set of CDs. I'm dating myself. But, and the CDs, each one was specifically niched or niche to, like, you know, one's athletic focus, one is, you know, studying, research focus, all these different things. So I was like, I got to catch up with this guy. I want to see if all that stuff is still the same. I want to see how you guys do things differently. I also know the importance of mood management, meditation. I myself is one of those people who struggled with getting into meditation and aligning with my lifestyle. So Wayne, I hope you're ready for this. That's why you're here today. I need to understand where we're at and how I can help other people with what you're doing.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful. Let me tell you what you just told me sounds like a very similar to how I was introduced to it. And I really wish I had been introduced to this 20 years ago. It would have saved me a lot of suffering. I suffer from a condition called tinnitus or tinnitus. And it is a ringing in the ear. Okay. And I maintain that it was caused by 8 years in the U.S. Army, in the engineering and in signal. And it is, for me, a ringing and a whooshing sound. And what you're hearing is damage, nerve damage to your auditory nerves.
Okay.
How binaural beats help with that? This is the kind of the story. So last year, 1 year and 9 days ago now, to be exact, a friend of mine invited me over to his house and said, I suffer from tinnitus. I know that you suffer from tinnitus. This is what helped me. So he put a pair of headphones on me. One frequency went in one ear, one frequency went in the other ear. Your brain chooses to split the difference. So that frequency is what either blocks out or amplifies mood, focus, healing. Okay, so your brain is an electrical appliance, and it operates, it sends signals at these frequencies. What you're doing is you're getting it to focus on individual frequencies, and that's what a binaural beat is.
Gotcha.
In my case, he gave me one frequency, did nothing. Gave me another frequency, also did nothing. And so I'm sitting there scratching my head, but the third frequency, Scott, the third frequency gave me silence that I had not heard in 30 years.
Wow.
And I mean, it was deafening silence. I thought something had happened. I could hear the music. I could not hear the ring, this high-pitched whine.
Okay.
And 4 days later, I had melodyclouds.com. I had procured over 800 hours of binaural beats and meditations, 18,000 audiobooks. I mean, I can go on.
That's Melody Clouds. That's now, hustle. I love it. I love it.
I mean, my wife was like, we bought what? What did we buy? Wait, stop. Yeah, I went ham on this whole thing from that and have learned so much about binaural beats and solfeggio frequencies in that period of time.
Say that again. What's the frequency again? It's
so with binaural beats, there are different frequencies. 432 helps me get to sleep. Doesn't help me get to sleep.
Okay.
It knocks me the out. Okay.
Really?
I can only listen to a few seconds of 432 hertz, period. Mm-hmm. Solfeggio frequencies though, that I think that's what you're talking about.
The solfeggio. That was a buzzword right there for me. So
right. So solfeggio is a little bit different. In the 11th century, Guido di Arezzo was an Italian monk, and he observed that even though you and I may not be opera singers or I can't play a musical instrument, right?
No, I
can't
suck. Carry a tune.
Right. But you and I would both recognize when someone is doing that poorly, or when a guitar or a violin is out of tune, immediately we pick up and we recognize that that is, it's offensive almost to us.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. The same reason that you and I can walk into a concert, listen to a soprano sing beautifully, and both of us are moved. Everyone in the room is moved simultaneously. That is solfeggio. And it brings harmony. It helps you relax because of the impact that it has, those pure sounds.
And everybody is going to connect differently, is what I'm hearing from you, because obviously the first two attempts on you didn't click at all. And
correct.
So obviously I'm very intrigued now, right? Because I'm I think it's still a viral term of biohacker, right? Like, I love digging in.
Biohacking,
I am
for
a
sure.
health geek. So, and I've had tons of scientists and doctors and different, just like you're on, that's why you're on here today, right? Yes, this actually does impact health. Even though I didn't say that earlier, I was waiting to for you. I knew you were going to get to something that could just tie it into health. This is why we are here to fuel your health, business, and lifestyle, because I already hinted at the benefits of my business, my education, and then, but now we're talking about the health and some lifestyle alignment, because I know for me in the past 2 to 4 years, especially, I started geeking out about a different circle of influence when I'm traveling. So I love audiobooks and podcasts. I've done it for years, ever since I did wildland firefighting years ago and left my corporate life and did all that out west where you live. It just changed my life. But guess what? When you're traveling from state to state as one of these elite hotshot crews, you know, boom, boom, like, dude, you're in and out of cell phone coverage. I mean, this is back in 2010, 2011. So I was doing iPods. I was like, dude, and then I found audiobooks and found podcasts. So, but then all these years later, Still a geek about it. I don't own a cable. I don't pay for cable TV. When I'm at my hotel room, I don't hardly ever even turn the TV on. If I do, it's like background noise. But I know the importance of what you guys are doing, right? Finding certain frequencies that align better than that. And I fast forward to today, I care more now than ever about the meditation component you're talking about and the calming component, because I was at high risk. I only did it for a couple of years, the firefighting thing. But you and I were joking before I hit record. I'm a surgeon with a chainsaw. I'm very proud of my chainsaw skills. And those machines are a hair loud. And when I'm swinging by to visit a buddy or a friend, and I see them out there with no hearing protection, yeah, firing up a very loud...
Huge mistake.
I'm like, guys, even if I wasn't federally trained, I knew the importance of hearing protection.
Yeah.
But back to your background, it doesn't matter how much hearing protection, if you even had it. If you served in the military and you ever saw live action, or if you didn't see live action, you're surrounded by machinery. You know, that's a lot of loud steel and all kinds of stuff. Just being a mechanic, right? I mean, you could just be a mechanic and be at risk of destroying your hearing.
Yeah, one of the things I try to get across to people every time I talk to them is that they need to guard their hearing jealously. And you're 100% correct. The some of the concussive sounds that I have heard, no hearing protection on the market would have helped or would have, you know, protected it to that degree. Mm-hmm. I get letters every single week from dentists who are working on teeth, and the old drills are... The new drills are way softer, way quieter. So it seems like they finally keyed into the fact that we don't need to be listening to this noise like this anymore.
That scared children, innocent children everywhere.
You have teenagers that listen to loud music, which I am one of those. You know, you have, you know, people that are in loud situations all the time, just walking around, living in a city. You know, that is an incredible component of, you know, trying to keep yourself sane. Mm-hmm. One of the stories that I tell is the CEO of Roadhouse, Texas Roadhouse Restaurants, actually took his life because he could not stand the tinnitus. He mentioned it in his letter. I cannot continue to go this way. So for some of us, it is a debilitating and devastating injury, and that's really what it is. What you're hearing is the damage to that auditory nerve. Now, one of the things, and this is what I wanted to mention to you, one of the things that made this real to me were the two frequencies that I heard earlier that did nothing. Because if you think about it, you go to the doctor and he prescribes medication to you. The next visit you have is to find out what effect that medication had on you. Mm-hmm. In other words, even the little blue pill, not everybody responds the correct way to all medications or what their intent is. And what they do is just prescribe medication, a different medication to you in order to get the desired effect.
Binaural beats, I've had doctors tell me a lot of it's a guessing game. Like
they gotta wait. It is a trial and error.
Yeah, unless you own your own lab and you can go and, yes. and run your own genetics and your own microbiology before ever putting something in your mouth, you know, a drug or an injection. Like you don't yes. know. These are possible side effects. Quote, possible side effects.
Right. Lists of them. And listen, I want to make it very clear. The pharmaceuticals are a miracle. Okay. It's a scientific miracle. I am 100% in favor of pills and medications. Okay. Overuse of those, I'm not a big fan of.
Right.
I'm not a fan of at all. I have people that contact me. I had a lady a few weeks ago who I was explaining to her the benefits of sleep through binaural beats. And she said, oh, don't need it. I take 4 or 5 Benadryl and I go to sleep like a baby. And I went, you cannot be serious. That did not just come out of your face hole.
Yeah.
That what is it doing to your liver? What are you, that's not the intended. Number one, that's
we
not
already
the
have
intended.
The documented science. The liver is constantly overly taxed, whether it be things like that, heck, Tylenol, Advil, aspirins. Again,
yeah.
It's meant to be once in a great while, not all the time.
Nowhere in the usage of in that package of that Benadryl is it used to say, hey, yeah, use it as a sleep aid. That is just not in its accepted uses. So I said, listen, how about if I give you something that you just try it and find out if this actually works for you? Again, you know, the moral of the story was she got right back to me and she's like, you're exactly right. Same frequency that you use absolutely knocked me out. And she goes, the only problem is it feels like I'm swimming to the top of a lake when I wake up every morning. That's how deep her sleep was. So that I enjoy that myself. But this is definitely something that if I didn't think would benefit the vast majority of people.
I'm gonna help you out with not just being a guest co-host. You could help me help my wife.
Yeah.
Because I've tried all kinds of things. I have no problem sleeping. Yeah, I've never have. I mean, now granted, I mean, when you're firefighting in the West, it was easy, right? You're exhausted right. after hiking for 16 hours a day fighting a wildfire, and we slept under the stars every night. So it's so healthy for you, right? Because you're in fresh mountain air, as long as you don't have any smoke inversion over your head. But you know, you have the stars. It's it's fresh mountain air, and you're not surrounded by all the city lights and all that stuff. So that is very healthy. Maybe physically exhausted probably also helped, but I've never had a problem going to sleep, staying asleep, etc. Now, do I also study the sleep hacks? Sure. When I'm at a hotel, I use a negative noise app. Now, I know that's not for everybody, and you got to find the right style. And
it's adjustable for that reason.
Yeah, right.
Not everyone wears the same size shoe either.
Yeah, and these apps are great. But are they all scientifically tested and proven? And to your point, right, have you actually bothered testing it? Like, I can't run the same sound for my wife, right? So that's right. The other thing. I'm like, I got to figure this out. Because I don't have to take drugs because she's a doctor. Like, she doesn't want to take drugs if she doesn't have to. She's worried about, if I took a sleep medicine, am I going to wake up clear? Right. And coherent and professional in the morning. So that's a concern. So all these variables, like she has no problem going to sleep, but she can't stay asleep. Her issue is between that 5 to 7 a.m. window. And so I made the joke. This is not funny, Wayne. Apparently me telling her that her circadian rhythm probably naturally, like most human beings were meant to be, is you wake up at sunrise. So I was like, well,
you may want to get on with
even
your
though
day.
I bought the fancy blackout drapes and we got these little quiet fans that run to create negative noise because she likes the fan sound versus anything else. I was like, well, you're naturally getting up at sunrise. She did not want to hear that, Wayne.
Yeah, no. Oh, look, I suffer from two problems when it comes to that. Number one, we talked about it, the tinnitus, okay, the tinnitus. But I also do something that probably not very many people do, but I will lay in bed exhausted and mind race. I will think about the things I did today. I think, what do I got to do tomorrow? I think about just all of these different thoughts race through my mind, completely exhausted. Now, what I've found
is... you're physically exhausted. Apparently, mentally, you're just...
Mentally, I am sharp and I'm ready to go. And I'm anticipating issues and putting out fires, you know, more business fires and physical fires.
I still fight the fires, but now it's in the sales and marketing world.
Exactly. So, you know, I've got all kinds of thoughts that are going through my head. I've got three girls. I worry about them. And one of them is at the beach, or one of them, you know, is out on a date or whatever. And so I needed something that I would be able to call upon at just a moment's notice. I could carry it with me anywhere I went and, have it work. And I know that it works every single time for me. Mm. And for me, that was binaural beats.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to skip past, again, some people call it tinnitus. How do you pronounce it? It's tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Since you have it, that's got to be the right pronunciation you actually
tinnitus. Yes,
it.
It's spelled tinnitus.
Yeah.
The only mispronunciation I found absolutely hilarious, I was doing a podcast about a year ago, and the woman kept describing it as tendinitis.
Yeah, definitely not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Yeah. Tinnitus. There you go.
There you go. Right here. I'm on the ndcd.nih.gov site. I'm not on like Wikipedia, people.
Yep. So it's a real thing. Yeah. And millions of people in this country suffer from it.
Yeah. And it's you know what? And I actually know people professionally and personally that have mentioned that word. And usually the people that I know, I think almost all of them, one was foreign military. One was a former city firefighter. So those loud fire engines, right? Hoses, all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're rolling into here's the thing. So let's just think about city firefighters. One, New York City is loud as mofo, because I've been there many, many, many times. And I only live an hour from New York City. So it's, no, I'm good. I thought I wanted to work there years ago. Too much. I guess I'm more of a country boy, or I like to live in middle of both worlds. Right. I like going to the city, but I love getting the hell out. So
yeah,
it's a lot of noise. And you don't realize that for some people, is that damaging them? You're a city firefighter. You got to be able to hear the communication. So if you're at a loud fire in a building, things are collapsing around you, and you got to listen to the radio, those guys do not have hearing protection.
Well, I want to bring up something very interesting. When I figured this out or discovered this, it was very interesting. Cacophony, okay, those sounds that you're describing are actually not as damaging as music. Right. So that steady beat, that music, that guitar that is, you know, everyone,
like
this
chainsaw.
Great guitarist like is going chainsaw. Crazy.
That's I read that article years ago. I was considering not going back to be a wildland firefighter. I was like, well, it was a good adventure career.
Drill.
I was like, dude, that's like running a drill. And we would run, those are big chainsaws. Those are, because I own the exact one I fought fire with. It was a $1,200 chainsaw. That runs at 76 cc's of displacement. That's more than a moped. And you got that in both your hands, and you run that with your teammate tank for tank. So you run that until the tank is dry. And if you're on a major fire line production, dude, 16 hours a day, one, you're exhausted. But two,
less than 5 feet away from your head.
Yeah, and we have hearing protection in.
Right.
You still hear it, but it's muted. But yeah, that's why I can't believe if that's one public service announcement. If you're a homeowner who owns a chainsaw, even if it's battery operated, a lawnmower. I wear hearing protection mowing my lawn because it's, again, if you're taking an hour or two, that's consistent noise that whole time.
And then you take and multiply. You know, look, most of us love music. We all love to listen to whatever type of music it is we listen to. And that really, that's the whole reason that we did Melody Clouds and put it together the way that we did. And once I was able to figure out, okay, this is how binaural beats work. Let's find out what other things binaural beats will help solve. Focus, for example, you mentioned this before.
Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna screen share your site because real quick, I just love how clean the site is. As a marketing guy, I always like to plug people when they did things right.
I worked very hard on that site, so I am extraordinarily proud of it.
Yeah, but I wanted to get right down to here. Yeah, since you're mentioning that, because I'm a big focus guy. If there's a way to make me even more focused, I'm definitely intrigued.
I want to make it clear, too, though, as you're looking at this, with every subscription, right, we charge $2.99. We let you try it for 60 days at $2.99.
Oh, yeah, that was up here, yeah.
Right? And then and everything is accessible in that, right? Mm-hmm. And then at $5.99 per month, I'm not trying to break the bank on anybody, right? But it's all open. Now, if you want to go for a lifetime membership or a yearly membership, you are welcome to do that as well. But there's no membership where you don't get full access to all of the binaural beats, all of the audiobooks, all of the Aesop's fables. I just wanted to make that very clear.
I was just surprised to see a lifetime membership option. I'm a fan of that. I think there's a lot of brands out there that I think have to consider something like that. Because if you truly, if you're one of these brands or these services trying to help people, and they find something that's actually helping them, then why not get those people committed? Because those are your lifelong influencers. Those are the ones that are like, dude, I've been a member. I've been a customer for years. And
God, I've had so much pushback. Really? I have had so much pushback on lifetime and even yearly memberships. You would not believe how many people have given me very bad advice. Do the monthly subscription, and that's the only way to do it. Do you know what the largest button on my app is? The largest button on the app. Take a guess.
As far as use?
Yeah. Or... you download we have an iOS app and an Android app.
Right.
No, okay. For your phone. Okay. So on both of those apps, there is one button that is larger than any other button. What would you think it would be?
Well, if you had your way, the annual, but probably the $2.99.
The unsubscribe button.
Oh, you make it easy. See, I respect that too.
I make that button red. It's the only red button and the largest button because I don't want you hunting. I don't want you hunting for that button. Okay. If you do not want to participate in Melody Clouds, if you do not want binaural beats and want this service, I want you to live a very happy and productive life. And we can part as friends.
It's important you've did that, you know, because I'd say almost a year ago, I think nowadays people are literally making apps to help you unsubscribe from apps. Like, it's like, I forget what it's called, but like,
that's a problem.
I was like,
that's a problem.
Okay, there's a problem. And you're being proactive because I had to go through my old iTunes report to find app. I'm like, why am I being billed? That's what I was doing. I was consolidating banks, like just moving things. And so I was like, let me go back here and make sure I don't miss any important memberships and stuff like that. I'm trying to be proactive when I update all the banking informations. And then I was like, wait, what's this? I was like, and you don't realize how many silly little apps you're still paying for because it wasn't easy to cancel and it wasn't easy to subscribe. And then you don't even know where you did it from.
Right.
It was frustrating. And so I
have the same story. I have the exact same story. And I made a determination, two things with that. I wanted to make it very easy. You don't have to ask me twice. If you don't want to participate, you do not have to hunt me down, find me, none of that. I answer my own email. I answer my own phone. And you do not have to beg me to unsubscribe from this service. Okay.
Well done.
That's number one. The second thing is, and this is a shout out to Apple, okay? Because they've sent people after me. Not really, but I do not collect people's information. Even when you're using my app, you can be as anonymous as you want. As long as we have the financial things straightened out and I know who's using it, and I also do not allow third parties to collect your data while you're using my app.
Oh, I've been
so. How about that?
You know? Apple did step up recently, the last one or two updates ago. Now they're asking you to make sure that your stuff's not being shared every time. I say no every time. I'm like, sorry guys, as a sales and marketing pro, I don't want that because I know what it could be done. And I'm like, I'm not here to help you make money selling people's data. Sorry.
Yeah, that was totally, you know, look, I will say this on their behalf. I prefer them to market to me, and that's what this is about. I prefer to be marketed to things that I'm interested in. The days of me receiving marketing on things that I'm not interested in, I want those to be dead and buried and long gone.
Yeah.
Now, there are other reasons, and other people have reasons that they don't want their data shared. They don't want their data out there for everyone else. I, for one, totally respect that. And I've created those apps. I don't even sell this app. The apps are free. Right. And the reason that the apps are free is because Apple, A, wanted a piece of this way too big that I did not want, and Google as well. But they also wanted to share my customers' data. Right. And I don't feel that I have that the permission or the mandate to share that data. And I respect the people that respect me enough to trust me to.
Well, you're staying more on brand, Wayne, because if you have a site and an app, and services available to people to help them relax and gain more focus in their life.
You get it. You absolutely get it.
Why the hell would I want to drag you through that conundrum when I'm also trying to help you relax and gain more focus in your life?
100%. Two things about that. Number one, I charge a sixth of what my main competitors charge for the same more content in a relaxation app. What is relaxing about a $30 monthly charge to relax? I don't know.
No, I've been actually reducing all of my monthly things. I actually contact companies. I'm like, I love your services. Can I just pay for it for the year? I've moved almost every app or everything. Cause I have a bookkeeper and an accountant and I've got, I'm using Xero, not to plug them, but I'm like, I like them versus my wife uses QuickBooks for her business, whatever. Point is, yeah, it's all automated. It's being tracked. Yeah, I can quote write it off, but I hate worrying about all these silly little bing, 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 bing every single month. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Give me a discount. I'll pay for the whole year in advance. I'm good.
Yeah. I could not agree more. That's why we did what we did. Yeah. I am we look at this exactly the same way.
Well, listen, I got a couple of questions. So. If I could jump in, because sure. I'm just trying to also think about my fellow listeners, because I I'm a little selfish on the podcast for all these years. A lot of times it's just for me, but I know that all the audience will benefit. So that's why I geek out so much.
For sure.
I'm intrigued. We kind of jumped past it. And real quick, I mean, we're under 10 minutes from the original slot remaining. Are you still good? I just want to make sure.
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have another show coming up at the top of the hour, but we got a window here because you and I had so much fun before we hit record. So, one, I want to make sure I understand a little bit more about how you guys help people find the right frequency, especially if that's your importance. But obviously, because your website, that was the one question was extending. Second question was, obviously clarifying that, or is it a lot of guessing on our end? But I'm sure it's not. But three, what made you toss in the whole audiobooks and everything else? Because obviously it's not just all about the binaural beats, even though that's what triggered everything. But I thought that was smart, because as a podcaster and an audiobook dude, there's other people who don't just use, for example, Audible out there, right? From Amazon. Yeah. Like some people have their own audiobook source route. So I think that's smart because you're giving people more besides just the binaural beats or just meditation stuff. Narrow it down and figure out, like, is it something that I can just do for my wife and say, hey, baby, just keep listening till one cancels everything else out?
Well, that is one method of doing it. Yeah. But the way that we've done it is I put all the binaural beats and solfeggio and guided meditations in one section. Okay. Gotcha. Because people who like binaural beats, they like the guided meditations and solfeggios work for them as well, right? They're familiar with it and they know how that works. Now, the one thing I did was all of the images in Melody Clouds are award-winning photography. So my app is the prettiest thing you'll put in your pocket. That's one of my other taglines. Take charge of your mood.
I like it.
But
I like it.
It's the prettiest thing in your pocket. Now, those binaural beats are clearly marked with their frequency and what those things are supposed to do, what they will do for you, okay? There is some trial and error, however, because I wanted to make it a little bit more fun.
Okay.
The icons are there to remind you which of those things work for you. For example, 432 Hertz, there is an app, there's an icon of a sleeping baby. I know very quickly. I scroll through, find the sleeping baby, bang, I'm out like a light.
I like that.
Right?
I like that.
Focus. There's a very good, very beautiful forest scene. And I know, boom, I hit that and I become amazingly focused in whatever task it is I'm doing. And then once that task is completed, that is my cue. All right, look, we can back out of that. You've heard the term in the zone. Well, the zone is a real place.
Yeah.
And you can enter that zone, you can exit that zone at will, and that is really...
So that's more hyper-focus, you would say, or...
I would say, look, when you're doing a task that requires all of your concentration, and I do that a lot, analytics, my advertising, those things really require me to concentrate. And I'm somebody that is distracted. Oh, shiny thing, you know, fairly easy. So I can zone in and get to the nitty gritty very quickly. And then I can, you know, I have more control of that.
Cool.
Healing. Intuition, you know, relationships, all of these things can, if you put your brain in that mode, in that frequency, become much easier. As a matter of fact, I don't tell anybody, but I'm using this right now when I'm having discussions with my wife about things that will make me more open to her point of view. And it, so far, it has reduced arguments. We didn't really argue a whole lot to begin with.
Oh, we might have to talk more offline on that one. That sounds like a great hack.
Yeah, it makes me happier about the decisions that we make together. Now, look, that is an anecdotal story. Take that for what it's worth.
I thought that was very creative of you. I
wanted to see, just on a personal level, I wanted to see if would this work.
Because it's not like people want to enjoy fighting. I mean, part of that relaxation goal is, no, I want to align. And how do we, especially because if you've ever, again, great selling book for all time, The Five Love Languages, right? Even though once you go through that test, which I highly recommend in relationships because I've suffered through that, but it turns out it wasn't suffering, it was actually a benefit. The point is, like, you don't realize that you and your significant other, it's okay to have the opposites attract or whatever you want to talk it about. But yeah, dude, understanding your love language differences, great. But that's still, once I know that and she knows that, doesn't mean we're done.
Right. Well, for me, it was, okay, even down to the point of where do you want to eat? Mm-hmm. Okay. I would always, not always, but I would, a lot of times I would defer to her. I'm giving you the decision to go and make the decision. But what I needed was a little bit of help making that less resentful of a decision.
Right.
You know, so I feel better about the decision. Right. Yeah. So there you go.
I love it. Well, except like, she's just like, yeah, whatever you want. I was like, I want this to be a two-way thing. She's like, and I never care. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, all right.
The only thing my wife knows is that she wants some of mine. That's one thing that she doesn't know.
I don't have that problem at all.
Definitely wants some of mine.
No. Never. If anything, especially if I'm like grilling steaks or something like that, she gives me the rest of hers. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, right? Yeah. I have no complaints.
Yeah.
Well, so I love the fact that you're actually still self-utilizing this in, obviously, in your
all the time,
so,
all the time.
And so I was wondering if there was like quizzes that existed out there in this, in your
We've
niche of the
with
world.
That idea. Yeah. Right. Yes, there are. And we have so here's a couple things that we're bringing. Here's a couple things we're bringing to market very shortly. Number one, We have discovered a way to add binaural beats to any music that you listen to, any playlist that you listen to.
Okay. Thank you for saying that, because that's whatever the heck I bought years ago. It was all built into, because they said it was the best music, classical music. So like Beethoven, stuff like that. All of those CDs that I had, they had interwoven the binaural beats into that. And that's what made each CD, you know, different depending. They had a certain music type.
To the best of my knowledge, we're the only one that's even toying with that idea, A. And B, if you go there, you know, you can get these things free. What their value is, I'm not so sure. I don't know whether they work nearly as well. And I also will tell you, I'm not sure that if you play a 432 Get to Sleep binaural beat over Eminem or over Guns N' Roses, how successful that's going to be. I am not. We're going to find that out together.
So let's pause on that. Can you are you guys getting feedback saying that people don't want to just know that the binaural beat is playing by itself. They want it more interwoven.
So some of these frequencies are not even, you don't even necessarily hear the frequency that's being played. Your brain gets that frequency, but it you don't necessarily hear it. And you not necessarily do you want to hear it. You want it to be in similar to a candy coating with the music. You know what I mean? You don't want to just hear that tone. What you want is to hear music that's going to put you in a place to receive that. Your brain definitely picks up that frequency, but you may not want to hear just that. Because you can hear all of these. You can measure these. It's measured in the EEG. So when you're angry and you're being, your brain waves are being measured, you can see the frequency of your anger. You can tell this is what we, you know, what we're trying to work around. Does that make sense?
What's your icon that you guys use for patience?
Okay, so
is there a great piece of artwork for that?
Yes, absolutely. A number of things. Okay, because the question that you asked me earlier, I line up all of those very close to one another. So you don't have to go searching. If one isn't working, the next one in line,
a grouping or an associated circle.
They are all grouped together by frequency and by what you're trying to do for someone.
Gotcha.
And to answer your question, patience is one of them, and the one that I use is a glass of tea. It's a beautiful picture of a glass of tea with the sweat coming down and the lemon.
I can see that. I don't think I see angry people sipping on tea. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That is for just relax. And I've also got another one that is a road that's a winding road. Hmm. And it basically was just me kind of playing with that idea. I have to take full responsibility for all of these because I chose every one of these images and I tried to match it up to what that emotion for me was.
Okay.
Now, other people may see something totally different. I'm sure of it. But for me, it was, look, you're on a trip and you got to be patient to. And it's funny that I remember without even looking, you know, I didn't even look in my phone. I can tell you what those images were for those things that cool. I'm trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Well, that's the cool thing about hacking the brain is it's either the right moment or the right, to your point, beat or the right song that depending on the situation and the experience, all of a sudden you flip that from a short-term memory. Boom. Brain's like, nope, that's going in the long-term section. It's very, very cool how that can happen. And very often than not, it's usually something extreme tied to it, but it doesn't have to be something extreme tied to it. So it'd be interesting to see, do you guys have something like that is tied to helping people commit things to long-term memory? I'm very intrigued. That could be something for our future.
That's what I was saying. Yes. So some of our guided meditations are now geared toward, number one, smoking cessation, weight loss, but also trying to spur those memory centers of your brain to give you more bandwidth, to give you more storage space.
Well, because they still say to this day that our brains, we're not tapping whatever the percentage of it. Like we have so much more capacity.
I don't know what that percentage is. And I'm scared because if that's true, my middle daughter is like, I mean, if she has not even tapped into more than 10% or whatever, we all should be totally scared.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, in a loving way. But you're
maybe she'll solve all of the world's problems.
Oh God, that'd be amazing in our lifetime. But then everybody's going to get bored. So
it's probably true.
That's exciting. So you still had a few more points in that. You said there's more coming, right? What you guys are scheduling.
Okay. So yes, right. So look, we've got 138 Aesop's fables. Right now we were at about 30 that have gone online. Mm-hmm. The individual that is recording those for us, Gary Meyer, is in the Hall of Fame, the Radio Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Very good friend of mine. Love Gary to death. And he is slamming it out of the park on these stories. The ass and the lion skin, the fox and the grapes, the woman and her hen.
Is that featured artist on the website? Like a screen share?
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Me and Gary. There is my boy. Yes.
There he is.
Gary Meyer, man. And he's got a voice that just, you know, it's like he's got butter in his mouth.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I asked him, he jumped on board immediately and he's done an amazing job for us. One of the things that we're working on right now is environment. I want you to be able to create your own environment. If you're not in the environment you want to be in, let's say that you are a city boy and you are in Montana and you miss the honking of horns and the helicopters and all of that. I want you to be able to recreate the environment that you want that relaxes you. Or on the other side of that, maybe you're in the city, you're in Chicago, you're in New York, it's super loud, and you want to sit by a crackling fire on the beach. I want you to be able to, on your phone, be able to recreate that environment.
Well, that's where they're already going with all these, the VR goggles and stuff, right? It's helping people escape. My frustration with that is it all for a healthy purpose, right? So I'm still back and forth on the whole VR thing. I'm sorry. I'm a realistic person. I like to live in the real world. It's like, I know it can suck sometimes and things are stressful, but again, back to what you guys are doing, I'd rather put a pair of, you know, hearing safe headphone apparatuses or a speaker nearby and do what you're talking about doing. I'm still taking in the world around me. I'm not completely checked out, but now I can hear and reset and imagine myself in these places that calm me down and reset me.
You have said really that that is our philosophy as well, because in the next month or two, we will have 8,000 episodes of old time radio. So this is how that ties in. Instead of you sitting in front of a TV and watching a story, those radio programs, The Shadow, The Gildersleeves, George, you know, Gracie, this required imagination. This required you to think and visualize it yourself. So rather than being overwhelmed by all the visual and the sounds from a VR headset, which is becoming a problem, and it's the opposite of relaxation for people.
You're sensory overload. I mean, just sensory.
You are 100% on peak 100% of the time. Now, are there relaxing VR experiences? I'm sure that there are. But for the majority of people, if you can remove one of those, the one that to be the most relaxed, we always tell people, hey, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Close your eyes and imagine, right? That's the first sense that you want to take out of the equation to put people in a relaxed state. And Melody Clouds, that's what we're about. We want you to relax.
Well, it's not even just about the relaxation, right? Because like I said, I mean, and who knows, maybe that's down the road for you guys too. Obviously, relaxation definitely is a priority right now. We have so much technology overstimulating us, whether you have VR goggles or not. I caught myself this weekend. I purposely left my iPhone in the hotel. We were at a wedding and it was my wife's friends. I don't know these people very well. And I said, all right. And it was hilarious because people are like, oh, Scott, where's your phone? I'm like, unplugged. I'm like, yep. What do you mean? I was like, it's at the hotel room. And I was like, it's a Saturday night. Our dog is with our friends. I was like, my wife is here with me. I was like, I should be all in on this.
That's I want to be present.
Right. I'm present. Exactly. If we were in a life-threatening situation, that's even more reason why you need to be 100% present. When you're firefighting, you're exhausted at the end of those days. Why? Because you are alert. The entire shift. You're listening to things. You're seeing things. You're physically working. You're physically and mentally exhausted. It was. I guess it'll change my life forever. That's why it's like you said in the military. These are these experiences that they either beat on us so much, or they just opened us up so much that we've changed forever. But now, what do we do with those experiences? How do we tie them consistently forward into our future and carry those experiences and then learn from them and then find a way to make them better? Like, I wish I would have had something like this that could have just reset me, let's say, before going to sleep. So when I woke up the next fire shift, even though I might be physically exhausted, I'm mentally, boom, let's go.
Exactly.
And besides depending on cowboy coffee on the back bumper, which... Yeah, that was effective.
That's another thing, too, when it comes to tinnitus. Caffeine really, for me, creates a raging episode of tinnitus. I can kind of get it to beat down a little bit if I go long periods with no caffeine.
Wow.
But the minute that I add caffeinated beverages to that, it is knock, 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 you know, it's bad.
That's interesting.
So Say that again.
It's just very interesting because, again, you live with this, but what I did read a little bit about this a couple of years back, and I could be wrong, maybe you can tell I'm hitting this right. I study psychology too. So nerve pathways, right? We're talking about basically they're permanently overstimulated, or maybe not permanently. Maybe there is a way to eventually heal it. I don't know. Point is, they talk about like degradation of the myelin sheath that protects the pathway, all these things. And these can be physically destroyed or just, reset to a point of overstimulation. So calming that down. So it's very interesting that a consumable was setting that off for you, because I would figure just any type of extreme noise that triggered that from the beginning would be the automatic reset. So, wow.
It's good to know. For that, it's, look, it's a stimulant, right? So caffeine is a stimulant. The same thing with an amphetamine or, like a ephedrine or cold medication that can kind of do it as well,
right?
Because you're stimulating those nerves and that's really what it is. That nerve damage, you are hearing the result. It's like plucking a string on a violin. That vibration is the tinnitus. That's what you're hearing. That nerve damage, it's constantly in a vibrated, excited mode. That's what you're hearing. And man, it is, like I said, for some people, and I'm talking to those people right now, it can be very debilitating.
That I know for sure. I mean, we have too many proven cases of, just from the PTSD world, former military.
Yeah.
I have the utmost respect for people who continue to serve as first responders, whether you're in military, fire, police, paramedic. Yeah. I mean, all of those professions, no matter what job you specifically are doing at that point in time in your career, have some point of extreme exposure, physically, mentally, auditory, visually, doesn't matter. You're getting scarred in multiple ways, depending on that doesn't matter how much time you've done it, because these are very risky professions and takes very, very special people to commit to them. And I'm just excited by companies like you who are like, okay, we might be able to help with this. Like, what if we could find that perfect frequency to reset somebody? Like your previous story there, I didn't even know that story about Texas Roadhouse. Was that the current president or was that the founder?
One of the CEOs. I think it was the second CEO of the company.
Like, who would have known? Now, I guess, so here's the crazy thing. You are the CEO of a very, very popular restaurant chain that gets very, very loud in there. So do you just not go visit your own businesses? Because
Right? I'm sure that was a definite thought every day, especially at that level. Look, I will tell you from experience, there are days when I'm just, especially the quieter the environment I get in, the more it's, it did not allow me that silence.
Right.
So like going to church or going to the library or going to my daughter's school, these things could be torturous because that's what I heard. Then you go to a crowded place and you're now competing with the tinnitus to hear what other people are saying to you.
Different kind of exhaustion. Yeah.
It is, and by the way, you may notice I talk louder than the average person. Yeah. By the time I'm done, when I do interviews or when I go and I'm talking to people, it is physically exhausting to speak at a level I'm not even aware sometimes that I speak at.
So I'm just excited talking into the future, because we do have to shut down here in a few minutes, but I just geeked out. Maybe you probably have already thought about this. I was like, dude, what if there is an implant or a hearing aid that could be switched to a specific frequencies to address that? Let's say we just stay on the PTSD subject, right? Maybe it's concussive. What was the word you said before? The concussive triggers, whatever the word was after that. You know where I'm going with this. But I was like, okay, let's say you got a former military veteran who is mentally exhausted from just trying to listen to his own family. Or, he wants to hear the kids and not all the trauma. And you flip that, and it's allowing all the rest of the auditory in and canceling that out. I mean, maybe is that already where you're already almost at? I mean,
well, number one, they do have hearing aids that will do that, fortunately enough. And they into your iPhone. But the degree to which they're successful at it is still in,
But that's what I'm excited, taking their advancements. pair it with your advancements.
Right.
Because now I can flip mine. I can flip that to anything, right? So if you're walking through the city, you still want to hear cars and traffic. You don't want to get hit, you know, in a crosswalk. But what if you can cancel out some of those traumatic things? Because we have noise canceling headphones and all this stuff, but it's not, right. It's exciting to me. It's very intriguing.
And I want to make it very clear that any organization, any veterans organization or first responder organization, we do a lot of work with both veterans and recovery. They do not hesitate to reach out to us because we absolutely love working with veterans organizations and recovery. We've found a lot of success with binaural beats in people that are active recovery, grief, or chemical dependency. We want to make sure that we invite, I'm being very inviting to those organizations because that's really where our bread and butter is. You want to help somebody. I want to help people that are in active recovery, that are veterans that have served alongside of me and others. I want to make sure that they're taken care of. We have a tendency to expect so much from our veterans and first responders, right? And give back so little, in my humble opinion anyway. I want to make sure that this Melody Clouds is not that.
Can I throw an idea at you as we bring the show to a close? And again, 100%. You don't even have to answer this. It's just you said earlier, your mind's always racing. Yeah. Hello. Mm-hmm. I'm your East Coast brother from another mother. I founded my own charity while writing the book. And I was like, dude, I want to be a weirdo. One, I never planned on writing a book, but then all of a sudden it popped in my head all those years later, wrote the book. I'm like, how would I publish the book, self-publish it to save money, but then sell the book on Amazon, thanks to, they're so easy with self-publishing, to benefit nonprofits. Like, I don't want to make money. I make plenty of money doing what I do professionally. So I did all that.
Right.
Like, okay. So I'm a geek about charities, nonprofits, foundations, all that stuff. So, and what people have to understand, there's nothing wrong with having a for-profit company, especially if you can align yourself like you've been doing, right, with good initiatives. So I'm just wondering, what if, do you guys have an option, like if I would go get, download the app, blah, blah, blah. And there's a lot of apps nowadays doing a, gift a subscription. But what if you guys created a bank or like a storage spot for donated subscriptions? And then people like weirdos like me can say, wow, I love this whole story and all these different things you're aligning with. I want to give you money. I want to donate a subscription. Or, hey, I'm going to pick up the dime. I don't know how that would work. I'm just throwing it out to you. Is that something where it's auto-billed every year? Or is it only something you offer for the annual thing? Right?
Well, as a company, to answer your question, we as a company have been doing that from day one. We have been offering subscriptions,
what about weirdos like me?
Right. Is something, if someone were, believe me, if someone wants to go in and do that, I would absolutely match.
I think that would be cool.
We could do a 10 times match on something like that.
Just throwing it out there because I'm like, hey, man, besides my billing.
No. That is definitely something I'm going in the next room and discussing with some people on my team and figuring out exactly. Look, that's a brilliant idea.
Sorry, I mean.
I don't want
to give you more work to do.
I got to do it, though, in a way that it doesn't seem self-serving. There's the tricky part. I want to make sure that people understand.
You could be anonymous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm currently working on the future of my charity. I'm like, I want to figure out how to gift from Fuel Foundations.
Right.
The costs of attending a wildland firefighting academy like I did. It's like, hey, I'm going to sponsor that. But then all you got to do is you have to write in and do a thing. Like you have to submit your, it's like getting a scholarship to college, right? You have to write a letter and whatever, that whole thing. And I don't know if you guys really need to take it to that level for people to get what I want to donate. But like, if I'm going to buy a year subscription, then I love it so much. I'm like, I want to make sure somebody else is benefiting from this or monthly or one times. I don't know. And then you guys find a way to track all that and say, great, we've had this many stuff donated this year. And if you guys decide to match it, even cooler. But I don't know, just throwing it out there. So.
No. All of that is built into our system. We know exactly. Look, we've got subscribers in 138 countries now, and we're translated into 203 languages, I think,
You guys didn't mess around with the whole language thing.
No. I mean, it was, and that, look, I don't make it is a big deal, but it was easier than it sounds to do that. And so to do what you're talking about doing is probably one of the least technically, you know, difficult as far as I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, my former client, he vitamin company and a coffee company. And, he's from LA, actually, he's originally from California, but you could subscribe to coffees, right? And like I get coffee delivered every single month from them. And they said, hey, especially around the holiday season, do you want to gift a subscription? And I would gift, because I love the coffee so much, I would gift that. Now, again, coffee's not for everybody. I'm seeing more and more companies doing this now. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, you can have your favorite charity, but what if somebody could benefit from something like this? That's, like I said,
it popped in my head, and I just got to take action on that. Yeah, that's very cool.
Well, listen, besides me with crazy harebrained ideas to add to your workload, I do need to bring the show to a close, and that's where you come into play, sir. So, we already had a lot of positivity here towards the end of what you guys are doing. I love the fact you're doing that. But I do ask my guest co-host nowadays to leave behind some final words. But what it has translated to over the past year or two is really realizing, which you're already kind of running an organization like this, is, you know, what is a legacy message you would like to leave behind? Is there something that you've already established that is a legacy message for you as a company, or something unique that you want us to leave behind after today's show for the audience, in case they forget everything else we talked about today?
You know, I was talking to my wife earlier today. I try to, you know, when someone sincerely asks me for help, I try very hard to be present for that and to do what I can to further someone else's goals. And I do that because of the negativity sometimes that surrounds projects that I've wanted to do. You know, the people that are closest to us oftentimes are the ones that are our naysayers. Mm. Don't do this because, you know, other people are doing it. You know, and it always, I look back at some very good advice that I was given. Every restaurant in the United States has a hamburger on the menu. That doesn't stop McDonald's and Burger King and In-N-Out and Five Guys. And there are hamburger only restaurants. Mm-hmm. The bottom line, what I would say to people is, you don't hear no. Don't ever hear no. Hear not now, hear not yet, but don't hear no. If you want to do something, do it. Do that thing. And do it well, and do it in the best way you possibly can. And that's what we really, really try to do with Melody Clouds. And I think that's, you know, kind of where we stand on that.
I think that's very well said, especially as a fellow sales pro. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne just left you a nice little bomb there. That applies way more to business, even though I plugged it back into sales, because it is so, so true. I coach people on this all the time. No just means not right now. You haven't aligned properly. Maybe it's not your time. Maybe it's not their time. Yeah. It is meant to be matured and grown and figured out to the point of a yes. And again, the whole point of having some competition out there, as you also said in your final words, sir, was that just makes you better. It just makes you better at clarifying your branding and who you are, what you bring to the world. And then you will attract the right people for your product, your service, your brand, your relationships, etc. So, ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, we're here to fuel your health, your business, and your lifestyle. Wayne definitely helped us do that today. And if you know anybody who is living with tinnitus or any other symptoms where you think what we just heard today is going to benefit them, make sure you go check out melodyclouds.com. As a reminder, all the stuff, the social media links, et cetera, are going to be in the show notes. So remember, you too could live the fuel. And we'll talk to you guys again soon.